This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour, and another seven in the day. It is the 17th of October. I sometimes do things digitally. You can take numbers. A lot of people who are numerologists take numbers and add them up. You ever had that done, Victoria? Like your birthday is is an eight, and the year is...
I think numerology is underrated, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fascinating field. It really is. And there are a lot of things you can learn about yourself if you have an open mind, which is what hopefully you bring to the table when you're listening to the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer is sweating it out in Hawaii this week with her father doing broadcast from there. So we have Victoria Keelan on duty here with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, working on when I say working, we are working in our minds over things that have common interest. A lot of things in Washington. The House did a couple of things yesterday that were of interest and import. So let's get started there, Victoria, shall we?
Okay. So the House overwhelmingly backed a resolution condemning President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. This is, of course, in the House, a rare bipartisan rebuke and not a great time for President Trump. Obviously, with the election coming up, he's trying to, you know, get as much support from his own party as he can. The House voted 354-60. So that's pretty overwhelming for 2019 in terms of a landslide. This was every Democrat and more than two-thirds of the Republicans in the House supported this measure. And I don't really know what this actually gets anybody. What it does, it just, I guess, goes on the permanent record that I love saying permanent record like you're in school. I guess that's pretty much the only thing that it does is it goes on the official transcript that the House has opposed what President Trump did. So the whole thing in Syria, the Kurds, the Turks, the whole thing is just becoming such a mess. Watching the news every 5 minutes, it's just, I watched a lot of the news last night. It was very frustrating.
I don't do that anymore.
Slaughter. It just seems I know, and I don't normally.
Well, we talked about that yesterday. They are lining them up like the Nazis did to the Jews.
It's horrible.
And digging holes with bulldozers, and they shoot them and put them in the holes and bury them by the hundreds. This is supposedly the modern era. The guy who's running Turkey should be shot, never mind the people that are doing that. He should be on. Why isn't he being strung up already? The international rebuke, there's tribunals. Right. This guy is guilty of war crimes.
I mean, but he's always, Erdogan has never been a good guy. And I don't know.
He's always been a turkey.
And Trump said yesterday afternoon he was in the Oval Office. He gave an extended kind of press conference with the press corps there. I think the president of Italy was sitting there. And I think it's always bizarre to me when there's a foreign leader sitting there for a visit and the questions have nothing to do with the foreign leader.
The foreign leader, right.
The foreign leader just... Remember when the guy from Finland or Denmark, whatever, just sitting there while President Trump was taking all these questions that had nothing to do with the guy who was sitting there? It happened again yesterday. And basically, Trump called the Kurds, quote, not angels, and he said that his decision to withdraw the U.S. troops from the region was, quote, strategically brilliant. That's what he said about his own move. A lot of people disagree with that assessment. A lot of Republicans do. Lindsey Graham has been very vocally opposed to this. And so Trump also dismissed reports that Russia had already moved into the territory, even though by every account, and I was watching Fox News and MSNBC and CNN, and by every account from every journalist who's been on the ground there, Russia is absolutely already moved in. Russian tanks are there. I don't know why Trump said that Russia wasn't there, didn't have a presence, because it seems pretty obvious that they've already moved in to that area. But either way, Trump said, quote, it's not our problem. So Vice President Mike Pence, wow. Secretary Mike Pompeo, they were traveling to Turkey yesterday. Originally, President Erdogan said he was not going to meet with them. Then he changed his tune and said that he would meet with them. Now, Turkey says that they'll respond if the U.S. puts sanctions on them, that they will respond in kind. I don't know what they're going to do.
They don't know.
Unless they want to attack another U.S. interest or ally, I don't know what they can really do.
That spells nothing but trouble. So, all right, so you got that situation with the House condemning the president. Now, the House also yesterday, Victoria, approved a bill supporting what's going on in Hong Kong.
That was interesting.
This is sort of
yours
to China. There's no, especially at the time when we're trying to deal with them in our trade problems, our trade issues.
This is also something I'm sure that Trump is probably not happy with this, because, like you said, we're in the middle of negotiations with the trade and tariff war with China. But the U.S. House has actually, they approved a series of measures supporting the demonstrators in Hong Kong. I didn't know that we were actually going to take an official stand on this, but we have. And so lawmakers in the House passed three bills unanimously with a voice vote. The main bill is the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. And so it's going to require Washington to assess Hong Kong's status as a U.S. trading partner each year. So we're not just going to allow them to sort of be grandfathered in anymore. It's going to be year after year. They're going to impose sanctions and other penalties against those who are undermining the city's autonomy, which actually means China, because Hong Kong is owned by China, but it has been allowed to act as
its own. Well, they took it over they just went in and took it over.
Of course,
ours, and we're taking you, and nobody has liked it since.
Right. But Hong Kong has been allowed leverage.
Some leniency, latitude.
Yeah, they've definitely had their own. I have some friends from Hong Kong, and they don't even say that they're Chinese.
No, they don't want to.
They've been born into, since Hong Kong has been kind of its own thing, and they just say, no, I'm from Hong Kong. So it is interesting, and now that China is fighting back really hard against the protesters, which has been going on for 4 months now, I think.
Yeah, long time.
So Nancy
which
Pelosi
means
said,
the Chinese can't really control it. They don't dare do what they really
I know,
like
it just makes
do.
Me nervous what China is going to do. Because
nah,
I just...
they can't.
Well, they could. They can roll tanks
they
in
could.
And they can start, they can do
that
whatever they
really
want.
That would really disrupt their economic reality, their economic relationships with the rest of the world. So what did Nancy Pelosi say?
Well, Nancy Pelosi said, in Congress, Democrats and Republicans in the House and in the Senate stand united with the people of Hong Kong. If America does not speak out for human rights in China because of commercial interests, then we lose all moral authority to speak out for human rights any place in the world.
That's
true. Totally agree with that. China's foreign ministry criticized the U.S. Obviously, and he warned that China would take countermeasures to, quote, defend its sovereignty, security, and development interests. So now the other two bills that passed by the House include a resolution to stop the export of U.S.-made crowd control products to Hong Kong. That includes rubber bullets and tear gas. So obviously the House feels like...
Who knew that we were doing that?
Did not know that. I know, right?
Well,
I had no
idea. That's one of those revelations that comes sort of in a side... It's a side move. You find out something and then something else goes with it that we didn't know in the first place. But there's so much of that stuff going on that the average person doesn't know, all of the industrial, you're talking back again, the military-industrial complex, that is, pretty much rears its ugly head in every incident around the world.
Then obviously the House is concerned that if they send these American-made products to China and to Hong Kong, that they're going to be used against the protesters. So that's going to be the end of that. The third measure says the U.S. supports the protesters and condemns China for interfering. Now, all three of these bills are headed to the Senate. It's unclear when they'll vote on this or if they will, because, Mitch McConnell controls all of that. And however he feels about China is probably going to dictate when and
his wife's Chinese, right?
I think she is, yeah. I think she is. I'm not sure, but I think she is. So we'll see if this ever actually makes it to a vote in the Senate. This is, again, with President Trump trying to figure out what's going on with the China trade war. He may tell his buddy Mitch, don't let anything go to a vote because we don't want to anger China. I don't know.
Well, I'm actually not sure how much of a buddy they are. There's some strain there. I think there are some things McConnell has, with his own actions, embarrassed the president to a point, whether it's enough to drive a wedge between the two of them. But they're an expediency to each other when that works. Otherwise, you can forget, that relationship. So there's one other thing that relates to the House, and that's the passing of Elijah Cummings, who came, Kara, from your area of Baltimore. He died yesterday, or I guess early this morning.
Early this morning,
Johns Hopkins.
I was surprised by this. I wasn't aware. He was only 68, which I thought he was a lot older than that.
Yeah. Well, he's had a tough life.
He looked older than that,
And he's an angry guy. He was always angry. And regardless of what kind of health you're in, if you live a life being as angry as that guy was, for whatever the reason, it may have been his own circumstance. I don't know that much about his background. I just know he's been in Congress forever. And even though, you expect to hear things like he was an honorable man, proudly serving his district with dignity, integrity, compassion, and humility. And that may be a reality for some. I always looked upon him as an angry, kind of nasty old guy. He always looked like an old guy. He always sounded like an old guy. I ran into him once in one of my trips to Washington, and he dismissed me he was like completely dismissive, like he was the king of Pompeii or something. I never had much use for the guy, but you don't speak ill of the dead when they're dead, so.
Yeah, I think people, at least in the Baltimore, D.C. area, respected him because you hear all of these stories about, this person is representing this district, but they grew up in some state far away and they don't actually know anything about the place they're representing. And he grew up in Baltimore. He went to high school in Baltimore, went to college in D.C., to Howard and University of Maryland, and then he lived in Baltimore still. And after working in D.C., he would come back home to Baltimore. So it's like, even now, he would still go back to Baltimore. So I think that meant a lot to a lot of people because it's hard to really respect someone who's supposed to be representing you when they have no idea what's actually going on in the area.
Oh, yeah.
So at least that's something for him.
Yeah, no, he went home every night.
One of the few people in government who actually does that, so.
I don't know. Has Trump said anything yet? Because Trump was pretty nasty when Elijah Cummings' house was broken into recently. So I don't know.
I don't know anything about that. He doesn't disgrace himself
further and make a nasty tweet about Cummings.
What did he? What happened to his house? What was the circumstance? I didn't know anything about that.
His house was broken into. Was a couple months, right, Kara? Was it like in the summertime?
That one actually doesn't ring that much of a bell with me either.
Oh, yeah, and Trump tweeted about it and said, snarky, like, oh, too bad his house was broken into or something. It was horrible.
Yeah, I mostly just remember the rat-infested Baltimore, which, there are rats in Baltimore, but I don't know if Trump ever rode the subway in New York City.
There are some claims that he had some family business dealings that were not on the up and up. But being in Congress for that long, you're bound to be exposed to stuff. Whether that was true or not remains to be seen. But the passing of Elijah Cummings is noted here at 20 after the hour. Here's something else to note, a way for you to make sure that your teeth are as white and bright as they can possibly be, because having a white smile is super important. It makes you feel good, makes you look good, and that's a very important thing you want to feel good in. And if you drink a lot of coffee and tea, red wine, that sort of thing, you're bound to have stains. There are a number of different ways of getting them off. The best way is the natural way, using power swabs. All natural power swabs work in 5 minutes. Every time you use them, your teeth will improve, will be more white, an average of a couple of shades each time. So let's lift those stains off of all of your teeth. No sensitivity at all. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-208-1797 to get it 50% off the power swab cleaning mechanism you need to have those white teeth. 800-208-1797.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Shelton starts off our focus on music in this hour of the DJV program at 24 after the hour. The announcement came about his busy 2020 tour, announcing an extension of the Friends and Heroes tour. So it looks like a busy kickoff starting in February. Portland, Oregon is where they start. And it'll run through all of February and March. 16-date run, including special guests Lauren Elena, the Bellamy Brothers, that'll be fun, John Anderson, and Trace Atkins. Is that the old John Anderson, or is there a new John Anderson? There's a couple of Andersons.
I don't know of any John Anderson, so you're asking the wrong person.
There we go. Tickets for most of the tour dates go on sale beginning next week. Matter of fact, the 25th, 10 o'clock local time, the 25th, a week from Friday. Blake says the Friends and Heroes tour was so exciting and successful last year, I couldn't imagine not trying something like it again. Even though every night when the show wrapped, I would tell the audience that they might never see something like this again with all these legends. My plan all along was to at least try to make that happen. So in celebration of his tour extension, he released a new song titled Jesus Got a Tight Grip. And that's what you're listening to right here. Let's listen to a little more of it, Kara, shall we? That's personal and true. He drank a little more cold beer than holy water. This track is one of five new songs from his upcoming album, Fully Loaded, God's Country. So is it, well, again, probably you guys are the wrong ones to ask. Whether it's all, there's a lot of reference to God and religion in these tunes.
I don't think that Blake Shelton is someone who's super religious, so
no,
I'm not sure.
He drinks more beer than holy water. He's just saying that.
I think, well, I know Gwen is very religious, so
is she?
Maybe, yeah, okay. She's Catholic and very religious. Maybe the two of them go to church together. I have no idea. Don't know.
A couple of songs like Jesus Got a Tight Grip and God's Country give you a clue to a certain extent.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, yeah. All right, let's see, while we're in this pew, get it? Next country legend, if he is in fact a legend yet, Sam Hunt, debuting his new song, Kinfolks, first release since Downtown's Dead came out in May of last year. So let's see what this sounds like, Kara. I think of my kinfolks, I think of that phrase he says, I think of my family, but I also think of my people back home beyond family, my buddies who've been a part of my story from the very beginning. Not only has he released music sporadically since his album in 2014 called Montevallo, that turned him into a major star. Is that how you pronounce that? You're supposed to Montevallo, Montevallo.
Never heard of it.
Close
Never
enough.
Heard of it. Yeah.
In early 2017, he shared the single Drinking Too Much, which he followed with a record-breaking Body Like a Back Road. What does that sound like? Who's got a body?
That
like
was a big hit. That crossed over.
I think this has a romantic twist to it. What do you think?
Yes, I think so. But
pretty
yeah,
good.
he's very pop country, I would say.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, he's staying busy playing at festivals. He's the headliner at Stagecoach 2019, or was, wasn't he? Yeah, he was. That was already done, yeah. All right, so that's the latest for those of you who know and are Sam Hunt fans on the DJ V programs, 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as Congressman Elijah Cummings has died, the Maryland Democrat, 68 years old, and a tweet from his office says he passed away this morning at about 2:45 Eastern Time at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. The congressman, they say, had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Again, Congressman Elijah Cummings is dead at 68.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her, and this is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Incorporated. Here we are to make as much trouble as we can on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is making her own kind of trouble. I'm sure she's zonked out. It's kind of a vacation for her to go to Hawaii, don't you think?
Even though they're broadcasting. Yeah.
I don't think it's too much work involved.
I don't think she's broadcasting all day every day, because on her Instagram it looks like there are just lots of wonderful Hawaiian moments, lots of sleeping and eating.
Yes, right. I know the
sunsets,
place that they
rainbows.
Go. It's a very cozy little place. It really is kind of a wonderful.
I think she's on Maui, right?
They have a place there that they go to, and it's really a very cool place. Speaking of traveling, those of you who are going to Europe or to England, you may be very interested to know that something is brewing with Brexit. What might that be, Victoria?
Well, Boris Johnson has kind of done the impossible. He and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker have tweeted almost simultaneously this morning that they have reached an agreement between the UK and the EU on the new Brexit deal. However, just literally 4 minutes ago, there has been a new update, and the UK opposition parties have rejected Boris Johnson's deal. Two of the main opposition parties in the UK have rejected the deal, and Jeremy Corbyn, who is the leader of the Labour Party, he's the biggest opposition group in the House of Commons, he said, quote, the Prime Minister has negotiated an even worse deal than Theresa May's, which was overwhelmingly rejected. These proposals risk triggering a race to the bottom on rights and protections, putting food safety at risk, cutting environmental standards and workers' rights, and opening up our NHS to a takeover by U.S. private corporations. This sellout deal won't bring the country together and should be rejected. The best way to get Brexit sorted is to give the people the final say in a new public vote. And so the Liberal Democrats, the separate party, also a big opposition party to Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, they want to stop Brexit altogether, and they have also opposed the deal. So now, even though Boris Johnson has negotiated this deal that the EU has agreed upon, it looks like he still has a lot of, he's got a long road ahead of him, and getting this passed within his own country. Now, Northern Ireland has still, it seems like that's still kind of up in the air. And so Northern Ireland party has, they basically are not, they're not down with this either. This is the Northern Irish Allies, are called the Democratic Unionist Party. And as Theresa May found out, if you don't have their support, it means defeat for the British Parliament. And so they issued a statement before the news broke that the deal had been done. They said, as things stand, we cannot support what's being suggested. So it looks like Boris Johnson, even though the EU may say, okay, that's fine with what you want to move forward with, it looks like he's got three major political parties who are opposing him. And, you know, the Northern Ireland thing, the reason that that's so crucial is because not only does the Irish border come into play, which is a big, big part of it. No one wants that border closed up again. No one in Ireland wants that. But I don't know if you saw this a couple days ago. The Supreme Court in Britain ruled kind of a monumental ruling that if you are born in Northern Ireland, you're not Irish. You're actually British. And you have to denounce your British citizenship and then claim Irish citizenship. And the people in the north are literally up in arms. There could be riots in the streets over this. I don't know why this ruling happened now. I'm not sure. I'm assuming this is because of Brexit, because it makes things a lot easier to say, well, the north is our territory and those are British citizens. Technically they are, but to say that they're not Irish is a monumental ruling. And as you can imagine, it's probably going to be stuck in appeals courts for a long time, because no one in the north was happy with that.
Court.
I don't know. I'm sure they're going to find some way, maybe in the Irish courts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In our country, there's no appeal. The Supreme Court is supreme. That's why they call it the Supreme Court.
Right. So, the way that their parliament may not have been the Supreme Court. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was Parliament, whatever it is. But there was a court ruling that it was all over the Irish papers, and people were just outraged. But I think that Boris Johnson had something to do with it, because it does make it a lot easier when you have that, you know, when you have that distinction. And if there is going to be a hard border again, it makes it a lot easier to say, well, these people aren't Irish anyway, they're British. And that's a big deal. So it doesn't, even though this seems at first, Boris Johnson was seen earlier this morning, hopping literally with a pep in his step coming out of number 10 Downing Street. But it looks like he still has a lot of opposition to deal with. So I don't know if we're going to
jump in yet there, pal.
I don't know if we're going to make it to October 31st that's the deadline. So I'm not sure if we're going to make it. Now, a lot of issues with trade and customs and things like that. Apparently he says he had worked out. Now this involves the Irish Sea, crossing the Irish Sea, but I think when he says it's worked out, he's dismissing it. That's what because he's made it very clear. He does not care about Ireland. He does not care about the Irish people. It's the old, you know, Brits versus the Irish. The Irish are very looked down upon by a lot of the Brits.
And hunkers up because you're of Irish descent. Your father came here from Ireland, right?
Yeah, and yes, but it's and he's from the Republic, but it is amazing to me that and I've lived in England, and I love the British people too, and it's, you know, and my mom is of British descent, but it is interesting how the old school conservative Brits have such a bias against the Irish still, and they're so looked down upon. And
well, the good thing is they're getting old and dying off, and soon
I hope
all
so.
That's how that will shake.
I hope so. There's no need for anybody to look down on anyone else.
Today is National Pasta Day. So linguinis and fettuccinis and spaghettis and tortellinis and ziti's and all the rest of those people from that family, the list of pastas is endless. I have never understood what the attraction is. You go to a restaurant and what do you want? Linguini? Do you want a bow tie or fettuccine? It's all the same stuff. It's just a different shape. What's the big deal? Who cares? It's all the same.
Oh, my God.
Pasta is typically thought of as Italian.
The sauces and stuff.
Yeah, everything. It's totally different. Texture is different.
Yeah, but it's the same.
I mean, yes, the flavor is the same.
The same stuff.
Yes, but it does change a dish, for sure. Mm. Like, I personally, I don't like fettuccine. I think it's too thick. I'm not a fettuccine Alfredo fan, but I like, angel hair pasta.
It's too creamy. I don't like that.
Bow tie
either,
pasta.
I like a nice bowl of spaghetti with mushroom sauce. That's what I like. And I can't usually, if I'm looking for gluten-free, can't find it unless it's a penne or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. That they don't make gluten-free in all the different flavor sizes, chili. You're right, and shapes.
Right. So anyway, if you want the real story behind the story, it's kind of like pizza. The Italians have claimed it, but it isn't really Italian. It's Greek. And now there's evidence that people living in Asia at a time which, let's see, go back about 5,000 years, made noodles with millet. Pasta can be made dry or fresh. There are 350 varieties of dried pasta in Italy. Wow. The highest quality of dried pasta is made with pure durum semolina. That's something that you haven't heard in an ad for a long time. Durum semolina flour and water. Typical Italian person eats over 60 pounds of pasta a year. That's what they look like they do, yeah. In comparison, Americans only eat 20 pounds of pasta a year.
And I'm surprised at that. I would have thought Americans eat a lot more pasta.
I like pasta, but I can't find it gluten-free, so I don't have as much as I used to. But it's a good way if you're really hungry. That's what I've found anyway over the years. If you are really, really hungry, it's a great way to fill yourself up and feel satisfied. And then after you have a good meal of pasta, nighty-night, see you later. That's what I like about it. It's very relaxing. If you hear any more about the in-home delivery service from Walmart, I saw three or four after we talked about it first yesterday. There were a number of articles I saw, various sources talking about this thing and wondering what really is, it seems anti-Walmart because it's so expensive. Did you hear any more about that? The inhomewalmart.com website seemed to have had some hitches or complaints or whatever it is. I'm not sure, but I don't see this working out for them. But
I don't know that it is a little bit pricey. You're right.
Yeah,
and
for them,
Yeah, and I don't know that if someone's going to pay that. Well, I think it's $50 to have them install everything, $30 minimums on the order. Now, $30 for groceries, that's not
access
that bad.
Access to your house?
Yeah. And it hasn't really worked that well for Amazon. And Amazon is the first company that started doing that. Yeah. So we'll see where it goes. I think if you're going to pay $50 to have give someone access to your house, I don't know that that's the Walmart customer, personally. I don't know that they're barking up the
right. Don't even have homes. Most of the people at Walmart are homeless, aren't they?
Oh, my God. That's so not true.
I'm teasing.
You're
going to
get us in trouble.
No, I'm not. Chipotle has got an interesting announcement this week. They're going to pay for their employees to get business or technology degrees at certain colleges. The program starts next month. Restaurant's latest effort to attract and retain talent. This is very, I would say, progressive on their part, very competitive. I went to a luncheon yesterday I was invited to come and listen to one of the local college professors go over the status of the economy in Framingham and what we call Metro West, which is the area west of Boston that has about 15, 20 different communities in it, and found some very, it was the workforce, we only have 2.3% unemployment here, and there are, in this immediate area, 150,000 jobs. People are coming in here. It's one of the reasons that the traffic is as bad as it is. But the pay is way above what the average is. And they explain it by suggesting that because it's the headquarters of TJ Maxx and Staples and, the Speaker Bose, and there's a huge research place here that we have the average income in Framingham is over $100,000 a year, and it's really pretty amazing to see how people are being attracted. That was one of the things they talked about, so I'm bringing it up, how they attract people to jobs and the problems that they're having getting people coming here. There are a lot of colleges in the immediate area, and they're trying to find people. This thing with Chipotle cost them about $5,200 a year for each of the people that go in to get their education assistance program. This is smart, I would say. Mm-hmm. Starbucks is working on improving mental health benefits for its employees to get people in. And McDonald's has partnered with AARP to hire older employees. That's no surprise. Right, and
I think it's good that they're doing that, because you know you specifically are always complaining that when you go to McDonald's you never get any good service. Well, put some senior citizens in there. It's not that stressful.
Well, I don't go to McDonald's, but if I've gone to a fast food place, the place I go to is Wendy's because I like I've gone to Burger King to get that Whopper that isn't the Whopper. What do they call
it? The
Unforgivable
Whopper?
Burger or something. Whatever.
The Impossible.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have a great baked potato at Wendy's. I like their baked potatoes at Wendy's. I oftentimes go in and just get a baked potato.
Doesn't it have bacon on it?
No. Well, you can get anything you want on it. I just get butter.
I didn't know that.
No, you can get whatever. There's three or four different things you can get on it. But the reason I bring it up when I talk about them is because most of the time you go in there and they barely understand what you're saying. It's one of those things. All right, so good. A little food news. In terms of sports, I thought it was interesting. I don't know that much about Carly Lloyd, but I expect that two of you and a lot of women do, because she was in the World Cup. She was very highly touted, the women's national team, but she was very apparently unhappy with everything that was going on and still is, and she's been very outspoken this week. Have you seen that? She said it was the worst time of her life. She hit rock bottom. She said, quote, "I'm not going to lie and sugarcoat it. It was absolutely the worst time of my life. It affected my relationship with my husband, my friends. It was the rock bottom of my entire career, a horrible experience."
What is she referring to?
She was sidelined with an ankle sprain. She didn't like, I guess she's not happy with some of the people that she was playing with. She didn't like the World Cup rules. She's not happy about the pay. Just basically, she said, "There's no denying it. I deserve to be on that field with the whole rest of the World Cup players. I wasn't. I think I've grown as a person, as a player. This situation sucked. It absolutely sucked."
You know what? I was surprised when I watched, because she's been in 4 World Cups, which is crazy. That's 16.
She wasn't a starter in the most recent one. Is that what she's referring to?
I think so. And I was actually surprised because I saw her play in the first game and she did really well. And they were talking about how she was like the only person she scored, I think, in the first 3 games or something. And she was like the only person to do that. So I was surprised in the games after that I barely saw her play except
for
the last
field goals for the Eagles in practice. That's interesting.
That I did know. Yeah, that
she wants to be an NFL kicker.
She's done pretty well with it, too.
Yeah, she has.
All
right, one good show on TV tonight. You got one good one?
Are you a Grey's Anatomy fan? You are, right?
You're a
recent convert. Well, there's a brand new episode tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC, and Meredith inadvertently stirs up negative press for Grey Sloan. So, crossover with Station 19 tonight.
10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. It's time for Victoria Keelan to bring us up to date on a couple of important stories. The internet and farmers is first in our focus here because of the outrage of net neutrality, amongst other things. So what's the update, Victoria?
Yeah. So 60%, it turns out, of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their businesses, and that has obviously influenced critical business decisions, overall profitability. This is actually a recent study funded by the United Soybean Board. 59% of farmers that participated in the study said that they wanted to incorporate more data into their operations, but because of the lack of internet service, they just can't do it. So they had 2,000 row crop, livestock, and specialty crop farmers participated in this survey. 37% of them wanted to increase their use of data to make better decisions. 19% said they want to use it to improve their efficiency, and 10% cited cost savings. Some of the other interesting findings from the study, 78% of farmers don't have a choice in internet service providers. That is a huge, huge problem, and that's not just affecting farmers. That affects a lot of people, where if you move to a certain area, you've got one choice in an internet service provider, which is ridiculous. And net neutrality, repealing net neutrality did not help that by any means. 40% of farmers have a fixed internet connection, and others rely on satellite connections. More than 90% access the internet on their smartphones. because they don't actually, because the cell phone service is actually better than their internet service. But the cell phone service, they say, is the most reliable. However, cell phone signals are pretty sketchy. One of the farmers from North Dakota who participated in the study said he had to get 5 or 6 miles from home before his cell phone signal became reliable. Think about what that actually means. Just think about a family emergency. You have no way of calling. If you don't have a landline, which most people don't have landlines anymore, think about that. That's pretty crazy. You've got to get 5 or 6 miles away from your house before you have a service, before you have a signal. They said the call, this same North Dakota farmer said that even when he's 5 or 6 miles away from home, that the call, actually while he was doing this survey, the call dropped 3 times during his conversation. Yeah. So it's very frustrating. Farmers contribute $133 billion to the U.S. GDP, and almost 60% do not have adequate internet. That means that farms that contribute nearly $80 billion to the GDP run on limited internet connections, according to the report. Very, very shameful. I don't know why it's not a priority to help our farmers, especially with this. I just don't understand. Karen and I were talking about yesterday.
The government don't know, nor do they give a damn, as is exemplified by the fact that this guy from Georgia's sunny Purdue is not really, he's clueless.
He obviously is out of touch with what's really happening with the farmers. Yeah.
And Trump
is not a
New York hamburger eater. What does he know about farms?
And when net neutrality, when those rules were put in place, it actually forced, it made a mandate that service needed to be available everywhere. So if there was only one internet service provider in North Dakota, that internet service provider had to make sure that anyone who wanted internet would have it. All of that has been repealed now. So I don't see this situation getting any better until we have a new head of the FCC who's going to actually pay attention to situations like this.
All right, next up, Ancestry.com is stepping into genetic testing. How's that going to work?
Ancestry, you know, a lot of people do the DNA kits. 23andMe is the most popular of the DNA testing sites.
It's the most thorough, I think, anyway.
It is. Originally, 23andMe, the reason it's so thorough, it was the only one that actually used the data from the Human Genome Project. It was the only, so you're getting the most complete data that's actually scientifically available. Ancestry really kind of, they don't have access to that, but they have this new program that they're doing. It's not going direct to consumers. It's actually going to be done through your doctor's office. And it will give you genotyping, and it will give you a snapshot of 700,000 pieces of genetic info Now, it's not that complete. Here, that's the problem. It's not cheap either. It's $199 for the core, it's called Ancestry Health Plus. And then the core version of it is $149. The potential insights can, some people say it will help, you know, figure out your health prognosis. It will give you certain genetic risk factors. It's not as complete as the 23andMe test, but this, because Ancestry really wants to get in with doctors and health insurance companies, that's the route that they've decided to take. It's also $49 every 6 months to keep up with the latest results.
There you go. Keep them coming. That's the story, at least a couple of stories here. It's 59 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.